He joins us, Andrew Gaze, the Australian Great Father of the Year, one of the worst ballroom dancers to ever perform. We welcome you. Hello, welcome to the Rush Hour Global.
Well, I'd like to take exception to that because...
Well, what do you mean take exception? Your rock and roll dance performance was putrid. It was a disgrace to Australian dancing. You've embarrassed your family and your country, Gazy.
That's not ballroom dancing, my friend. That's just a little bit of rock and roll where you get to express yourself. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
And then that wasn't beauty, mate. It was embarrassing. You ought to be wife, your poor wife and kids are shattered.
I'll be honest, the feedback on the home front wasn't great. But there are others out there that just like to see the big fella expressing himself and got a big thrill out of it.
I'll tell you what, I'm one of them because I reckon we're getting harshly dealt with. I reckon the chief...
So the talent quest, what's happened with you blokes in the talent quest?
Well,
you're second to last in your last. Yeah. You both have been getting smashed.
No, but see, again, you're a glass half empty guy. We're doing is we are providing entertainment. Now, Bernie Vince in a tutu is entertaining.
Yes. what about you doing the rock and roll? Is that entertaining?
That's not entertaining.
Well, to some, it is highly entertaining.
It's not. Do you think it's rigged? You two, do you think the chief's up to something here? Because I think you two are the most talented individuals on the show. Do you reckon the chief's got something to do with this? Is he doing a trumping on you?
Oh, I think so. And I think there's very little doubt about that. We all know that Bernie and I, when it comes to just being logical, rational, intelligent, what's happened is that there's just been some heavily weighted judging just not go our way.
Oh, God, no.
I have to agree.
Hey, we just don't want to scare too many listeners off, Hato. Just keep that. But we were going to do a singing contest, but that got pulled, thank God, after hearing that. But some big basketball news this week, Gazy. NBA champions, the LA Lakers, LeBron, four-time now. Where does he rate in all-time greatness?
This should be good.
Well, he is closing the gap on the all-time greatness when compared to Michael Jordan. In my view, there's still a little bit of distance, but 3 or 4 years ago, if you had asked me, I would have thought no chance anyone's coming close to the great man, but another championship here or there, and we might be talking about LeBron as the greatest of all time.
Yeah, wow. And some big local news. Brett Brown has just announced that that's a big blow for Australian basketball because he was the man that was going to get Ben Simmons to play for us. Now that's up in the air. And are you available for that role?
I am incredibly available, but it's unfortunately I doubt very much that question is going to be asked. But what we see with Brett is someone that was in the NBA system with NBA guys and getting a better understanding of how they go about it. He was the absolute perfect fit. But even bigger than that is the setback for next year in relation to our players, and not just our players, all international players. Adam Silver came out and said that it's unlikely they're going to be able to fit their season in before the Olympics next season, and they are unwilling to close down the NBA season during the Olympics. So not only Australia, but the whole basketball competition might be minus some of the absolute stars of the game.
But, Gazy, why did he step down? Because he was very excited when he got appointed as the Boomers coach for the Olympics. But why has he stepped down?
Well, when he was appointed the coach, there was a belief that the season, the NBA season, would be finished well before the Olympics next year. Now, in fact, I think that the way it's unfolded, it's just been an unfortunate set of circumstances that the timing and with this pandemic being such a moving target, that it's very difficult for him. He doesn't currently have a job, although I'm sure he's getting extremely well paid because he still had a year to run in his contract. But if he does get another job, either as a head coach or an assistant coach with another team, he's probably not going to be able to have the time to devote to the Olympics anyway.
We saw last week on the bounce, Gazy, that you're just getting, you saw yourself in the yesterday's heroes and you're just a little bit worried about your appearance in that basketball singlet. Now, you used to look very good. Now, Chief described you as looking like you'd been dipped in a cup of milk. Now, how do you first of all feel about that? And secondly, what have you done about it?
Oh, no.
No, well, I think Chief using some of my own lines that I use on myself. But but it is a bit of a setback because I don't know what it is. When I'm in the bathroom, it must be the shade of light. I look at myself and I quite like what I see in the reflection. I'm thinking, geez, you know, maybe just tape it off ever so slightly. But when you see it in the hot, cold, hard light of day, it is frightening how badly that I've let my body go, both in its look and just its. I always considered myself somewhat of a powerful man, but it, from what I saw on the television, it did not reek of power.
There's only three words for that comment. Turn it up.
Mate, keep up the good work. We're having a lot of fun watching you boys on Sunday, and look after my boy Burn and Gazy. All the best, mate.
I appreciate it. He's a star, and looking forward. A couple more shows to go, and we get a bit of a spell, so it should be fun.